Shorts?
No. These things on the outside have pockets in them. Zipper in the front.
Trousers?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I wondered if you said trousers or pants or...
We usually always just said britches.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young fella. Get your britches on.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah.
You mentioned that cattle were pretty far gone, or pretty well gone, when you got here. Did the people still wear those leather things on their legs?
Shafts, they call them, yeah. To some extent, because at that time, you know, there was a whole lot of bronc riding and one thing and then another like that. Yes, they did that a whole lot. You see, when I was a young man, I was born and raised up here north of Gendry in Arkansas, just over 5 or 6 miles over the line here, and a fella got into some kind of trouble up there back in the early day. He come across over here in Indian territory, and they couldn't even get him. Couldn't come across over here and get him. Oh, a lot of people did that.
Hmm. How about the Indians? Would they do anything?
The Indians, they wouldn't bother you too much if you do good for them. And you know, at that time, if a white man married you in this Cherokee country, you had to have from every Indian there was anyways near around, he'd have to get them to sign up something other that he could marry and come into this part.
Is that right?
That's right. Yes, sir. That's sure the right. That is when I was just a boy, but that sure happened right here in this country.
Hmm. Gee, I didn't realize that. I've talked to several people.
Well, that's sure right now, and you take that man right across where them big buildings is yonder.
Yeah.
He married a full blood, and he was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get a receipt from all around an Indian before he could come in and get his wife.
Huh.
That's right.
And he took her out, or he...
No, even if he stayed in here, he probably would stay in here. But that's sure the truth. That is before statehood.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. See, this has only been a statehood here about...
53 years.
52 or 3 years, I knew. Well, you see, at 47, it did 6 years before I came down here that this was statehood, you know.
Well, when you got married, what did you go out and buy for your wedding to wear?
Just a common outfit. We had no such a thing as a honeymoon. We just went to work the next morning.
Yeah, but I was thinking your clothes were probably a little bit old, so we went down and bought a what?
What kind of clothes we'd buy? We just buy a very common suit.
New one? New one?
Yes, as a rule, we did. I did, and I, as a rule, pretty near everybody did. Some didn't, but most of them did. It didn't cost much. You could buy a suit of clothes then for what you could buy a shirt for pretty near now.
Yeah.
A lot of difference, you know, then.
The money came harder.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, what do you call it when you get too much in your pocket and just sort of...
Baggy.
Uh-huh.
Baggy pocket.
You ever say bulge or...
Yeah.
Is that common?
Sometimes, yeah.
I remember my grandmother used to get after me for that. She didn't like it. She thought I was not neat.
You know, when I was a boy, we had lots of sheep on the range. And if a sheep would die the next day or 2 days later, you could go to this sheep and pull the wool all off. Just come off just a slick.
Huh.
And then that wool was just as good as if you'd have sheared it off of a live sheep.
Hmm.